I don't know if you've ever tried an e-bike. These are bicycles with small electric motors that give you a little extra oomph when you need it, sometimes a surprising amount of oomph. E-bikes are taking off in parts of Europe and in China, and they might be catching on here in the U.S. as well. The World's Jason Margolis went for a test ride.
I bike to work. Sometimes. I have a series of big hills each direction that just kill me. So when I heard about a new shiny red wheel born in the labs of MIT, I was intrigued.
Everything is contained within the red hub, so the battery, the motor, all the sensors.
Megan Morrow shows me the Copenhagen wheel, named for a challenge by the mayor of the Danish capital to get more people biking. It's built by the company Super Pedestrian in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Morrow says the wheel measures a rider's biometrics as they pedal.
The torque, the cadence, the power that they're putting onto those pedals, and it kind of crunches those numbers and figures out exactly how much motorized assistance to give the rider.
The motor stops giving you a boost after 25 miles per hour. You can go 30 miles on a charge. Okay, enough chatter. I wanted to see this wheel in action. I went out for a ride with John O'Toole, also with Super Pedestrian.
I mean, you feel it right away.
Yeah, that's the cool thing.
We got up to 20 miles per hour in a few seconds. We came across a slight upgrade, no problem. But for me, I want to make sure it can conquer the big hills, the ones that keep me from cycling to work more often.
We'd probably have to go to Summerville, honestly. I mean, there's massive hills in Summerville.
15 minutes later, there we were.
It's a serious hill.
Yeah, it's a serious hill. I mean, personally, I would probably avoid this hill and go a longer route. But with the Copenhagen wheel, you should be able to glide up it pretty effortlessly.
All right, let's try.
And 90 seconds later,
we're going 13 miles an hour, and we just crushed that hill.
Yeah, in seconds.
That was awesome.
Yeah, so you
I feel so strong right now.
Yeah, it's like biking with superpowers.
I wasn't winded, the ride was smooth, and it was fun. It was still a workout, yet this feeling kept nagging at me. Is this cheating?
I mean, you know, we hear that from pure cyclists pretty often, but that's not necessarily the audience we're exclusively going after.
Super Pedestrian's target market is commuters, like O'Toole himself.
If I was to take a car every day to my commute, which is 2.1 miles, it would take around 30 minutes to get through the city to where I work. When I take the Copenhagen wheel, it's 12 minutes, door to door. So if that's cheating, then so be it.
We don't see it as cheating. We see it as something that helps you.
Klaus Bondum is CEO of the Danish Cyclists Federation, a group formed in 1905. Even in flat Copenhagen, Bondum says e-bikes serve a purpose, allowing riders to cover greater distances.
Especially in the commute from the suburb to the city, the e-bike is an extremely efficient, good alternative to sit stuck in a car queue, having to pay a lot of money for parking. And we know also from scientific research that you do actually get exercise from being on an e-bike also.
Bondum says sales of e-bikes have gone up and up and up over the past 2 years in Europe, and not just in cycling centers like Copenhagen and Amsterdam.
You also see a big increase in countries like Germany and Norway, and especially Sweden, that from 1st of January initiated a legislation where if you buy an e-bike, you can deduct 25% of the price of the e-bike on your tax revenue every year for the next 4 years.
There are clear advantages to more e-bikes and fewer cars. Less congestion and air pollution, fewer greenhouse gases spewing from tailpipes, and more active, healthier people. Still, Bonham says the explosion of e-bikes has brought problems. They make people feel like they're stronger cyclists than they really are.
We have seen an increasing number of seniors getting fatally injured, getting killed on e-bikes. I think 6 or 7 of them are over 80 years old.
There's an even bigger safety challenge facing e-bikes in the United States.
Our cities are just not built for really what people perceive as safe bicycling.
Ben Welly works on road safety issues with the World Resources Institute in Washington.
If you're not willing to go out and bicycle on a regular bicycle, the chances then of saying, well, I want to take an e-bike, which sort of is harder to maneuver, can go at fast speeds, which might not be in your control. The situation of the American city is just not built for what I see right now of scaling this up to a really big deal.
That said, well, he says many American cities have made strides with cycling infrastructure in recent years. But there's one last problem with e-bikes: cost. They sell for about $1,500 to $2,000 or more. That's a lot pricier than most traditional bikes. But John O'Toole with the Copenhagen Wheel says don't look at the comparison that way.
We look at it as a comparison to cars and other forms of transportation. The average cost of owning a car in the U.S. is about $8,000 a year. This is $1,500.
Still, no matter how cool an e-bike might be, it's not a car. Then again, maybe that's a good thing.
You just feel better. The day feels like you can start and end the day much happier than sitting in Boston traffic.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Cambridge, Massachusetts.